fuck's sake, where is the any key on this keyboard? God damn it. I really hate doing this show. I'm supposed to be enjoying my eternal slumber. God damn it. Oh, shit. Fuck. It's been on the entire time. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever this fucking show gets on the airwaves and just good fucking radio from the magnetic north of sanity, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm back. Really, I never went away. I watch over you all like a fucking hawk on the HFU. But I'm back with some shows, hopefully. So sit back, relax, light up a spliff, shoot some ice, and chase it with a line of Xanax because this is going to get weird. And it's about fucking time, too. So put the swimwear and popsicles away. It's time to wash out the vage ankles and start stocking up on pumpkin spice. Summer is fucking over. And good riddance, too. I'm tired of feeling like I'm swimming up to my neck in boiled shit whenever I step outside. Okay, folks. So, it's fall. Or at least it's pretending to be fall. That time of year when the HF bands start acting like mirrors instead of rusty shock absorbers and the shack settles into a nice ambient temperature so you can enjoy a nice cup of joe while you twiddle some knobs or melt some solder. That crisp edge in the air, that's not just the weather, that's the skip sharpening up, that's the ionosphere polished up nicely for 43 meters. That's 6 meters opening just long enough to give you false hope before collapsing like the latest internet theory on why the feds are still hiding the UFO files and other files. Just saying, and you can feel it if you're paying attention, that whisper in the gray line, the low noise floor in the dead of night, the first faint voice from a country you can't spell, that's the magic, pure as the driven fucking snow magic. Meanwhile, the sun is finally calming down from the latest cycle peak. I picture it like a hyperactive toddler finally coming off a sugar binge. The flares are still there, but the tantrums are shorter, the bands are settling, which means now's the time for some pirate radio hijinks and 43 weirdening before it all goes sideways again. But while the bands improve, the hobby itself, oh, the hobby's dying like a vertical antenna over a non-conductive ground and no radials. And it's dying, not because of the sun, not because of the FCC, but because of social fucking media. You know, the place where grown men post shitty shack selfies, tag them hashtag RF porn, and then never actually transmit or receive. They buy fucking radios just to take selfies with. I shit you not. They do it just to smell that new radio smell. But listen, no. Too busy doom-scrolling TikTok like a meth addict on the slots floor of the Bellagio after 3 a.m. By the way, whatever happened to that pirate radio guy, Doomscroll? I used to love his shit. Anyway, about this new radio chic social media crap, it's all curated imagery now. Perfectly lit radios in rooms that have never smelled a soldering iron or any form of modern hygiene. They spend more on their fucking lightning and camera setup than the fucking radios. And if you look carefully, half the time these goddamn radios are not even plugged into an antenna. The hobby's been turned into content instead of contacts. We're raising a generation of operators who think working DX means getting a like and subscribe from a foreign national, for fuck's sake. And as if that weren't enough, the breakfast table has been compromised, too. The pointy egg, nature's perfect HF metaphor, is vanishing, replaced by its spherical soul-dead cousin. Yeah, I'm still angry about the spherical egg thing, folks. Things have not improved in 2025. They have only gotten worse. And just between you and me, I've been told to quit it with the spherical egg stuff. There are people out there, powerful people, who are not happy with the egg stuff I do, but I will not be intimidated by the men and women in the corridors of power. They can go fuck themselves. I will be staying on this spherical egg thing for as long as it takes. Anyway, this whole egg thing, coincidence or part of the same flattening of character that's hitting both food and frequency, we'll talk about that tonight. Oh, yes, we're going to talk about spherical eggs. I've got thoughts about bunless burgers, CB Channel 38L, the sweet wine of a dial-up handshake, and why fall HF conditions are the last honest thing left in the world. Stay with me, because this is going to get weird. HF radio, weird. Pirate radio, weird. Vay Jankel, weird. 43 meters, weird. That's the wrong fucking song. Yep, shit, for fuck's sake. Look, listen to this smooth jazz while I take a huge rip and a huge dump and try and get my shit together. Fuck, just a fuck. One last time or I'm going home. Let's talk CB, specifically channel 38 LSB. I don't know what it is about 38L, but lately it's become the radio equivalent of a Facebook comment section smeared in shit and set on fire by dropped cigarette butts. Last week I tuned in during a nice 11-meter opening signal from Florida rolling in loud and proud. And what do I hear? Two guys from opposite ends of the country screaming at each other about politics. Yeah, fucking politics, not political discussion. And, I mean, nuclear-level insults, stuff that would get you banned from Thanksgiving dinner, hosted by your way over the top racist uncle forever. And the funny part, nobody's listening. No one gives a shit, not a fucking soul. That's the magic of CB. Now, the smaller the audience, the bigger the rage. The level of vitriol is inversely proportional to the number of ears. The skip opens. The gods of propagation gift them a pathway, a hem duct, and they waste it screaming, "You're a communist, you're a fascist," into an empty void. It's performance art at this point. But let me tell you something, folks. If you want the true front row seats to the circus, you've got to tune into 38L in New England. It's a shadow version of ham radio. It's like 75 meters, collapsed under its own cholesterol, and got reborn in a Kelly's roast beef wrapper. Picture it, fat bastards wedged into recliners, D104, Mike on a gooseneck, roast beef sandwich in one hand, cane in the other. They key up mid-bite, mayonnaise, and Arby's sauce still dripping down the side of their palm. Breaker, breaker, Trump's a god, Biden's a corpse, and the gravy's too cold. Then they take a wheezing breath like Darth Vader falling down the stairs. And here's where the conspiracy comes in, because I've been thinking about this. You notice how the skip seems a little greasy? That's because it is. The very atmosphere over New England is saturated with roast beef vapors. Every time one of those sandwich shops fires up the slicer, a cloud of beef vapor floats skyward, gets ionized by solar radiation, and forms what I call the roast beef layer, or the RBL. That's right, the RBL, the roast beef layer, a greasy cousin to the F layer of the ionosphere. The long chain fatty acid molecules in the air create perfect ducting conditions that extend the range of CB transmissions. That's why 38 lower sounds like a political war zone every time the Red Sox are in the playoffs, because half of Boston is out buying sandwiches, saturating the sky with grease, and turning the upper troposphere into a goddamn ducting deli counter. And now, here's the part they don't want you to know. MIT studied this back in the 1980s. They ran a classified project called Project Arbitron, where graduate students measured tropospheric scatter during peak roast beef consumption hours. They discovered a measurable spike in ducting right around 6:30 p.m. when dinner rush hit Saugus, Revere, and Peabody. On several occasions, perfect conditions extended all the way from Woburn to Salem. The data showed RF signals traveling farther, cleaner, and with more stability, all because of airborne beef fat refracting transmissions like a greasy Fresnel lens. What did MIT do with this discovery? They buried it, filed under culinary anomalies, locked away where no CB operator would ever see it. Why? Because the FCC was terrified. Imagine telling a nation of overweight, cane-wielding CB operators that every sandwich they eat makes their signal stronger. You'd have apocalyptic levels of political rants flying coast to coast 24/7 until the bands melted. Meanwhile, the rest of us are just sitting back, letting the solar calm smooth out the bands, waiting for that perfect little window where the noise drops to nothing and you can sneak in a few choice QSOs before the next wave of CB nuclear beef-fueled warfare starts. And that's the beauty of it. CB is like the bizarro ham dimension. Radio Shack gave them a mic. Nature gives them a stage. Roast beef grease turns their idiocy into DX. And MIT tried to warn us. But all we got was silence, buried under the smell of au jus. So the next time you get some amazing DX on the upper bands, consider for a moment the greasy fat molecules and the greasy fat bastards responsible for the conditions. Spare a thought for the cardiologists who have to deal with this bullshit on a daily basis. Because the roast beef layer comes at a cost. Every log in the book is another quadruple bypass. Every 10-meter ham radio, easily convertible to operate on 11 meters, means another salad not eaten. Every holy shit, Jamaica is 20 over S9, is another sugary soda drunk. The same fucking sodas that are causing chickens to lay spherical eggs. Yes, it always comes back to the spherical eggs, folks. Soda is the reason your eggs don't taper properly. Stay tuned, folks, because we're just getting into it.
Oh,
Where's my fucking gin? And how the fuck did it get all the way over there? Jesus H. Christ. Tonight I want to pull back the curtain on something that's been bothering me, no, haunting me, for years now. I'm talking about that weird, creepy, and down, outright, fucking scary phantom carrier on 6,938 kilohertz. You know the one. No music, no voice, no numbers, no tones. Even fucking on ID tones shifts frequency. Just a lonely, humming carrier that drifts in and out of existence like a neurodivergent ghost at a cocktail party. I mean, what the actual fuck is this thing? Nobody knows. Some people say it's a stretchy man transmitter with the audio board ripped out. Just heating the atmosphere pointlessly, wasting watts, drifting around like a drunk sailor in a canoe. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing is a new project by Stretchy Man himself, and he has finally got the fucking frequency stability thing down. Others think it's a testing beacon from some government agency. But come on, if the government wanted to test anything, they'd do it on a real frequency, not on the pirate watering hole of 6938. That's like the FBI holding a stakeout in a strip mall Radio Shack. Doesn't make sense. And here's the kicker. The number 6938 seems to carry its own ghost. In the strange world of numerology, they say 6938 is what is called an angel number, a sign or signal, if you will, of durability and insight, of messages meant to last. Ironic for a carrier that comes and goes randomly. Out in the asteroid belt, there's even a rock named 6938 Sonnieturk, spinning endlessly in silence like the celestial twin of our own phantom carrier. Could it be coincidence? Almost certainly not, but I'm Art Bell, and I have to make up some bullshit. Or maybe whoever, or whatever, you know, chose that frequency knew exactly what they were doing. On the HFU boards, some wankers, reporters, report the signal, flaring up at odd hours like an irregular heartbeat that doesn't belong to any transmitter on Earth. You tune in, and suddenly the band feels different, heavier, like you're brushing against something that shouldn't exist. 6,938. It's not just a frequency, it's a signature. And then you've got the wild theories. And folks, you know I'm partial to those. There are whispers that this carrier isn't transmitted at all, but that it's the radio equivalent of a ghost light, a standing wave left behind by some event we just don't understand. I've had emails from listeners who swear the carrier follows the menstrual cycle of their cats. Even solar flares have been factored in, that when the sun flares, the signal grows stronger, like it's feeding on the sun itself. A parasite signal born of stellar fire. Imagine that. A radio wave that isn't sent. It's alive. Do you know what really unnerves me? It never IDs, not once. Even the laziest pirate will throw out a half-assed wank radio 6938 before disappearing. But this thing? Silent, proud, eternal. Indifferent like the universe itself. Its fact doesn't give half a shit about your feelings. If it's a joke, it's the longest running, least funny joke in the history of radio, apart from Stretchy Man, of course, and yet every time I spin the dial and land on that empty carrier, I get chills because something is there, something is humming in the void. So what's my theory? Honestly, I think 6938 might just be the frequency of the universe itself. The cosmic background carrier. You can't demodulate it because there's nothing to demodulate. It's not information, it's presence. Ask yourself, can there be presence without information? Ask yourself every morning. But ultimately, I think the answer is the universe just saying, I'm still fucking here, assholes. There is a reality you won't find on TikTok or X or Facebook, but this reality is real. I'm real. I'm not an algorithm designed to stroke you just where you like it. I'm 6938. Real. Now fucking deal. So the next time you hear that silent signal on 6938, don't dismiss it. Don't laugh it off. Pull up a chair, turn off the lights, and really listen to the nothing. Because maybe, just maybe, the nothing is listening back. Okay, folks, I'm really getting tired of some shit online these days, and I know the folks over on the HFU board share this pain. Have you tried looking up a simple recipe online? You just want to make pulled pork or just scramble some fucking oblate eggs, and what happens? You click the first link, and bam, you're hit with 18 pop-ups, 37 banner ads, 12 attempts at anal raping your stack, and a scrolling novella about some blogger's emotional journey through the cornfields of Nebraska before they even tell you the first step. Do you ever notice this? Every recipe starts the same way. Back when my great-grandmother's cousin fought in the Second Battle of Chickamauga, she made biscuits on a wood stove shaped like yo mama's ass. I'm three paragraphs deep into a genealogy I didn't ask for, dodging autoplay videos and cookie consent forms, and I still don't know the oven temperature. By the time I finally find the ingredient list, my soup's boiled away, and I'm halfway convinced I've joined a cult dedicated to sourdough starters. It's the same energy as reading an HFU thread that starts with, "Well, back in 2009, I was running a Yaesu 80085 with a blown audio stage and a dipole strung between two moose." Buddy, just tell me the fucking frequency you were on, not the entire ancestry of your fucking coax. And these recipe sites, they don't just have ads, they've got ads inside ads, I shit you not. The Russia doll of ads, and almost certainly from Russia as well. You scroll down, and one of those floating boxes pops up like 10 secrets the FCC doesn't want you to know about baking unlicensed brownies. Next thing you know, your screen freezes, your browser crashes, and you're wishing for a good old dial-up connection just so the page would time out before you got this far. Say what you want about the days of 14.4K modem squealing like flatulent ferrets on meth, but at least back then, a website respected your time. You'd load half a JPEG, a paragraph of text, and boom, recipe, done. Just the fucking details you need. Now, every page is a solar flare of bullshit, blazing with trackers and autoplay videos powered by the same unstable current that runs 4,625U. Yeah, that 4,625U. I mean, honest to God, some of these recipe blogs read like number stations. Step 1, preheat your oven to 375. Step 2, remember the lessons of your ancestors. Step 3, 7, 1, 5, butter, 9. Step 4, 3, N, B, based for Tray 9. You don't know if you're baking cookies or decoding an encrypted message from an octogenarian former Soviet spy who didn't get the memo back in 1989. And when you finally reach the recipe, after scrolling through tales of childhood trauma and how the author's cat once saw the face of Jesus in a cast iron skillet, the damn thing is wrong. Calls for a tablespoon of salt in a recipe that clearly needs a teaspoon. That's not a recipe, that's sabotage. Somewhere there's a shadowy cabal of food bloggers giggling while we overseason our chili in question reality. I swear, folks, I'd trade every Pinterest board in existence for one clean text-only recipe written in courier font, hosted on a ham radio BBS. Yes, folks, I'm calling for the return of packet radio. You want rustic authenticity? Give me a file called meat.txt uploaded by a guy named Myba Lunnis Bigger running a 1200 baud packet station from his garage. No ads, no essays, just one pork shoulder, 5 hours, 225 degrees, smoke until you orgasm. Now, that's a fucking recipe. That's how the universe intended recipes to be shared, through static, not SEO, with respect to information theory, not taking a pickaxe to its spine. So the next time you're wading through 12 screens of My Journey to the Perfect Cornbread just to find out how much baking soda to use, remember this. The noise floor has gone up everywhere, not just on the bands. We're living in a world where even dinner is QRM to death by fucking fucktard fucking algorithms. Maybe what we need isn't ad blockers or pop-up filters. Maybe what we need is a return to the old ways. Handwritten index cards, a squealing modem, or even packet fucking radio. Keep your recipes simple, folks. Your signal's strong, and for the love of all that's edible, put the damn ingredients at the fucking top. You know, I remember a time not so long ago when we all thought soda was harmless. Over those years of popping cans, all that fizz, all those billions of tiny perfect spheres rising to the surface, they weren't just bubbles. They were signals, resonances, memories. You drink enough circles, you become one. And nature listens. Rupert Sheldrake called it morphic resonance. Shapes remembering shapes, behaviors echoing through time. And somewhere, some chicken picked up that whisper, that bird, that bubbling hymn of roundness, and she laid what she heard, a perfect soulless sphere. I tell people that, and they laugh at me like I'm some kind of bizarre and weird AI voice. Maybe they're right. Maybe I've spent too many nights under the aurora, tuning antennas that pick up more ghosts than signals. But I can't shake the feeling, every time I see one of those spherical eggs, that we did this to ourselves. We taught the world to take these edges, these boundaries, too seriously. I miss my perfectly tapered eggs, folks, and I fear things are only going to get worse. Well, that's the show, folks. Fuck. Well, that's the show, folks. I've got a few more segments in the can, and they are ripe and juicy like everything else in my can. So stay tuned until the next broadcast. Adios, amigos.